This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Mentioned earlier, I went to see Adam Sandler with, I think, a group about five or six of us. Went to see Adam Sandler, I guess, last year at Capital One Arena, and it was awesome. It was a different style show. Like, it's not like a typical comedy show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had like this huge video board in the background. He did music. He told stories. He had jokes. Had some of his friends join him on stage.
It's like a variety show from the sound of it.
Almost. I mean, yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's different. So we're giving away tickets. I highly recommend it. You can win the tickets now as we play Fill in the Blank. Pretty straightforward. You figure out the blank, you win the prize.
It's that simple.
Yep.
It's one of our easier games, I think.
All right, let's punch up our first contestant.
We're going to have to use...
Oh, you don't have the...
My computer couldn't be darker.
Let's go to White Plains. Gary, you're on with the Junkies.
What's Gary.
Morning, fellas.
Where is White Plains?
White Plains, New York.
White Plains, I'm going to say it's up near Baltimore, but I don't know that for sure.
Between Waldorf and La Plata.
I'm so
we were the wrong direction.
I couldn't be more
You're
wrong.
Thinking of White Marsh.
I am thinking of White Marsh. Yeah,
White Marsh. Yeah.
It's wrong. Couldn't be more wrong.
My brother and I went to different weddings that were both family weddings. They were scheduled 1 hour apart. Like, it's just kind of wacky. We both went to cities that we weren't familiar with.
Okay.
He went to Port Tobacco. Do you know where that is?
I've heard of it. It's in Maryland. Yes. Don't know where it is.
Yes, Port Tobacco.
Right by the plate.
Yes. Yeah. And I went to Manchester.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a town.
That's out by like Westminster, like Mount Airy, Westminster. So like
may have heard
totally
of it.
Different directions.
Yeah.
By the way, outdoor wedding, hot as heck.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I bet.
If you have an outdoor wedding in late June,
it's
going to
be hot.
Yeah, it's going to be sweltering.
All right. Fill in the blank, sir.
This is for the tickets.
Arch Manning. Recently revealed, Arch Manning, who's going to be the starter at Texas, son of Cooper Manning, recently revealed that he's been watching a lot of tape on two NFL quarterbacks. They are blank and blank. I will hook you with the prize if you name one of them.
All right. Two quarterbacks. I'm going to say Josh Allen.
Hey, we got a winner.
There
that
you
simple.
Go, buddy.
Yeah. He's watching Allen. Tape on Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. Congratulations. You get the tickets to go see Adam Sandler, a pair of tickets. You're My Best Friend tour. That's Saturday, September 27th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Arch Manning's one of those guys that definitely generates clicks, because last week it was the story of Spurrier saying if he was so good, why the heck was Ewers ahead of him, who got drafted in the seventh round?
Right. I kind of
follow that logic.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's the son of the Nubs, man.
Well, I mean, he wasn't that Nubs until he got injured and couldn't play anymore. He was actually a really good player.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Didn't he have like spinal stenosis that ended his playing career?
He was a receiver, right?
Believe so.
He was a receiver, yeah.
Did you ever see Cooper play?
Never. Not once. But you know what? I know he comes from good stock.
He definitely
I do know.
He definitely comes from
silly
good
genetics.
Stock.
I know, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Is that our only contestant?
That's it.
Okay, there we go.
Well, actually, we can keep doing this. We have tickets to go see Gary Gulman. Gary Gulman's also a comedian. Saturday, November 22nd, he's going to be at 6th and I. So we can continue filling the blank. Let's go out to Springfield on line 2. Matt, you're on with the Junkies. Matt, he's not there. Let's go to Upper Marlboro, line 3. Mike, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Good morning, Junks.
Hello, right. Mike. Fill in the blank. The NHL's Utah blank.
The NHL Utah team?
Yeah, their new team name.
Mammoth.
Got it.
Hey, congratulations. You're going to go see comedian Gary Gulman.
Winner.
Like I said, he is at 6th and I, Saturday, November 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. All right, just for us, Jason, because you prepped him. Cakes.
Uh-oh.
We're going to compete in all his right. fill in the blanks.
Okay, good.
Well, this one's too easy then. All right. Mm-hmm. Blank blank leads the major leagues in runs scored with 82.
Aaron Judge.
Not Aaron Judge.
He's a pretty big name.
Mike Trout.
He's been hurt.
Drabby.
On the phone. I don't know. If you're talking baseball, it's probably Cal Raleigh. That would be my guess.
All right, I've got another guess. Right. I saw him play a few days ago. Fernando Tatis Jr.
His name rhymes with Mohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani. All right, so it's close. Where's Aaron Judge on that list?
He's pretty close. I know Aaron Judge leads the league in hits.
All right, so we didn't win that. Give us your other. You had like two or three, didn't you?
They're too easy,
it's too
though.
Simple.
Well, let's see who gets
all right,
in.
James Wood became the first player since blank to be intentionally walked 4 times in a game.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah, exactly. Easy for you guys. It probably been difficult for the callers. But oh well.
By the way, I mentioned going to a Padres game. This may be a medium to spicy take. They have horrible colors. I mean, I'm just surrounded by people in the stadium wearing brown and yellow.
Didn't he be threatened to be a Padres fan after they lost Juan Soto?
Yes. Plus, because he bought like an off the rack number jacket that he found at TJ Maxx, a Padres jacket like 20 years ago. Their colors are heinous.
Jason, this is it.
Yeah, but you like the park.
The park was beautiful. Petco Park was amazing.
Yeah.
Jason, this is an easy one. Cakes didn't get to it in the entertainment page. Fill in the blank. At the Jeff Bezos wedding, as EB likes to say, Sydney Sweeney, the hot actress, apparently was chatting it up and dancing with blank.
Orlando Bloom.
He was
great.
He was close by, but not him.
All right, give me another hint.
This guy's way sillier than Orlando Bloom.
Sillier looking?
Orlando Bloom's pretty handsome.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, but he was also there too. I mean, you're sniffing all around it. You're close.
Somebody who's done okay in life.
Well, that really narrows it down.
I'd say everyone at that wedding does okay in life.
That's true.
He's done pretty well.
Tom Cruise.
No, got one name
you're
right.
You're really close with the first name. You're actually nailed the first name.
Tom.
Think of another high profile Tom.
Brady?
Ooh, yes.
Tom Brady.
Sydney Sweeney was hanging out with Tom Brady.
Well, dude, if you're Tom Brady
recorded.
And Sydney Sweeney's at the wedding, you're not going to shoot your shot?
Oh. I mean, I don't know. I just didn't know why Tom Brady would be at the wedding.
There's a lot of people have no idea that they should be at the wedding. It actually infuriates.
I mean, I was all pissed off. I mean, I think I'm on Bickle's side about Jeff Bezos now. there's no chance he's friends with these people.
Right.
You're not friends with Jeff Bezos. Is not friends with Sydney Sweeney. Why Sydney Sweeney at the wedding? Why are any of these people at the wedding that have like maybe met him one time, two times?
So
because it's like those white. Well, who's the guy that always throws the white party in the Hamptons?
Yeah, it's a look at me.
Yes.
It's a big look at
the guy
me.
That owns Fanatics.
Michael
right?
Rubin.
Oh, yes. Michael Rubin. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I just figure it's just like the Michael Rubin party.
Yeah, but well, this is hold
he's
on,
a
this
61-year-old tech dork. Why is DiCaprio and Sydney Sweeney at his wedding?
But it's not like a party. It's a wedding. It should be intimate. It should be personal.
What is some weddings aren't like that?
What do you give Jeff Bezos for a wedding gift?
Well, I would assume anything you give them, like I would guess,
just goes to charity.
I would think.
All right. So you give him,
how could you couldn't show up at Jeff Bezos' wedding to give him a gift.
Right, but so I'm saying, so what would Tom Brady give?
Maybe it's a joke. I don't know. Give him an Amazon gift card.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit. By the way, on a similar side note, when I was in San Diego taking a harbor tour, and it sounds dorky and touristy, which it is, but I actually learned some things. I knew nothing about San Diego other than the Chargers left there to go play in L.A., so the boat takes us by a $330 million yacht that the U.S. seized from a Russian oligarch.
Okay.
They just said, oh, this is in our water, so we're just going to take it from you. We're going to take it from you because of the sanctions against Russia.
Yeah.
So he had to be super rich. It's just sitting there docked in the harbor until it goes on, like they're going to put it up for auction.
Oh, wow.
At this point. But you go by it, and it's like the Love Boat. It's like a giant like cruise ship. It's like the biggest thing
and
you've ever seen.
And one guy owned it. So what happened to the people that were on it?
I guess the U.S. boarded it and said, this is now our property. Get off.
And get out of the country.
They powered it up to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
From Fiji, I believe.
And let me ask you a hypothetical.
They're just able to go in. And
now it's up for auction.
Yeah. Okay. That's how powerful the U.S. is. They can just board a giant cruise ship or yacht and say, everybody out. This is our property now. And then go dock it in San Diego.
I think you're a terrific husband. And it sounds like you had a wonderful trip. But here's my hypothetical.
Yes.
If by chance you were in San Diego for the same amount of time.
Yes.
Okay. But your wife's not there.
Mm-hmm.
The kid's not there. You're just solo. How many
by
animals?
Myself?
Yes. A lot of people go on vacations by themselves.
Okay, I don't know who these people are, but sure, I'll play along.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Like Kelsey, for example, we're going to go to Switzerland and Italy.
Yeah.
She's then going to, I have to head back. Job, got to work.
Right.
She's going to then do a week in Greece.
Ah, okay.
Some people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you're there for a week, how many of these things that you did,
yes,
or however many days you were in San Diego, How many of these things would you do on your own?
Okay, so at the Pods game.
Like, I don't
game,
know that you would be going to the zoo for 6 hours. Your wife loves animals.
Yeah.
No, but he'd go. He would go by himself.
He would probably be looking for a poker room. I know him.
Well, I don't know if I would go for 2 days like we did, but I would definitely go for one because I'd never been to the San Diego Zoo. It's like world famous. It's a huge attraction.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably go to the Padres-Nats game. I mean,
especially if you had a hookup on seats.
It was something we did when we landed. I'd probably do most
really?
Of it the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're an animal guy then.
Well, I think my wife has taught me to be more of an animal person as we've been married for 30 plus years now.
Maybe you retweeted it, or maybe I saw, like, really fired up about the koalas.
Well, my wife has wanted to go see the koalas at San Diego Zoo, like, for her whole life, and she's never been. So that was a cool thing, like a bucket list type thing for her.
Gotcha.
Like she's...
Like I said, that's what I'm saying, is... I think you're a great husband. You're doing things on her bucket list, but how many things were on your bucket list?
I mean, I don't really have a bucket list. Well, I mean, I picked San Diego because I wanted to go to someplace with good weather that we didn't have to worry about it being 95 degrees.
City. A good choice.
Yeah, it was
a
great
choice. That's the
best choice.
I thought
it was a great choice.
If you just want to go somewhere, avoid
like a
the
chill
heat,
vibe.
Yeah.
Close to the ocean.
Yeah.
Now, when you played college basketball, Jason, for Grossmont.
Yes.
How was it in San Diego proper?
It was in El Cajon, which is a suburb of San Diego.
Yeah.
So like 10 minutes away?
It was probably a little bit further out than that.
It showed this trip.
Further,
also,
it was further east.
This trip also showed some of my geographical ignorance, because when we were touring around like this old town San Diego, like the oldest part of the city, but like with a bunch of like shops and like old buildings from like 250 years ago, my wife asked me how close San Diego was to Mexico, and I said, I don't know, 50-75 miles.
No, it's like 5 minutes.
It's like 20 miles away.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's why he was going to Tijuana all the
time. I had no idea the Mexico border was that close to San Diego. I was like, it's an hour away, maybe hour and a half. And then I Googled it, and it's like, yeah, the Tijuana border is 20 minutes away, stupid. Like,
were you tempted?
No. It's never. Why
a trip to Tijuana? I don't know.
I had no desire to go further south to go into Mexico. Didn't have a passport, first and foremost, and I had no desire to go. So Tijuana was off the list.
Yeah, that's somewhere you go when you're 18 and 19,
yeah,
not when you're 55.
It's not some place you go like for your 30th wedding anniversary.
I got some stories about that place.
Yeah, it's probably not the best spot to hit.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Keep it here.
For all of your residential and commercial cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs, do what we always do. Trust the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. We've lived through enough swampy DC summers to know if your AC is not ready, you could be in a whole heap of trouble. And with things heating up, make sure your cooling system can keep up. Call Crop Metcalf today. Schedule your $99 cooling system check and ensure your family's comfort all season long. Call 1-800-GO-CROP. Or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.